Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we finished with verse 5. Let's listen as we begin with verses 5 and 6 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we are in Titus. We're in chapter 3, and we are now looking at verses 5 and 6. And so I hope that you are there in your Bible. I hope you have pencil and paper, or pen and paper, however, that you can take notes on this. Now, we also have all of these programs that you hear right now. They are on our website. You can go there and click on the one you've just heard today, and you can go back and re-listen to it. It's at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Oh, so that's www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now we have another site. I call it a sister site that also keeps these messages on there. And that is sermonaudio.com. So let me give that to you. www.sermonaudio.com/. That slash mark is right under the question mark there on your keyboard. Central Baptist. It's important you put that slash in the Central Baptist, that CentralBaptist. And that'll also take you there where our sermons are. I've got well over 5,000 sermons on there, my own sermons, which were either preached in church services on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or been on radio. And so all of those are on there. Those that are preached in our church, we have sermons of men that are with the Lord. My dad's sermons are on there. His is Jesse Bloom. And then also have one by Dr. Lee Robertson. We have Tom Farrell. Some of you know him that listened to our radio broadcast, and he's with the Lord. And so when we think of some of the ones that are with the Lord now, they were preaching in our pulpit, and we've been able to keep those sermons up on our websites so that you can go back and listen to them. You can, on the second side I gave you, Sermon Audio .com/Central Baptist. If you go there, you scroll down about halfway down to the middle of the page, and you'll see sermons by Bible, sermons by series, and sermons by speaker. And you look at that, and you just click onto that. It'll bring up all these speakers that are there and that are spoken in our pulpit. And you can click on one of those and listen to that. Many are youth directors that we've had. Some are people that have gone other directions. But at one time, you can see that they were true and fundamental. You say, well, why don't you just take them off? Simply because when they preached a sermon, it was all right. It was all right. It was true. They went from it. But we don't deny our history. Okay, we do not deny our history. So we had men that were at one time good men of God. They left it. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. If you looked at some books by Dr. Billy Graham, for example, there's one, a booklet on worldliness. I tell you what, one of the most powerful sermons on worldliness, if he preached that today in the venue, if he's alive and preached today in those venues that he used to preach in, they'd think he'd gone overboard, but he was true fundamentals. Matter of fact, he was the vice president for Sword of the Lord at one time. But when he went another direction, at least he had the integrity to resign. But here's a guy who wrote a tremendous book on hell, basically. It was on hell. I mean, he talked about the worlds there in 2 Peter chapter 3 and about worlds being on fire. World of Flame was the title of it. And just, I mean, it was right down the line. It was right on it. Years later, and near the later years of his life, he was given an interview, and the guy asked him about his belief on hell, and he said to him, "I don't believe that way anymore. I just think that hell is a time of that you can't pray and get through to God. God won't hear you, and I can't think of anything worse than God not being able to hear me or won't hear me." Well, that was his description of hell. He didn't think of it as eternal destruction and all that by that time. So that tells you a person get far away from the Lord. I remember a good friend of his hearing him preach. His name was Dr. Vance Havner. Dr. Havner, he had a way of putting things in words. Matter of fact, on the Sermon Audio's regular site, their home site, they have sermons by him. I think about every one of them is great to listen to. He didn't go away from it. As a matter of fact, he gave in one of his sermons, he called it Home Before Dark. He told the story of being a little boy on a farm up in North Carolina, growing up, grew up on a farm, started preaching when he was 11 years old. But he said, when his daddy, it was there when he'd ask him, "Can I go to my neighbor's house and play with his friend there?" Now, a neighbor's house in farmland, it may be a quarter mile or more away. And said his dad's question was, "Well, do you got your chores done?" And, "Yes, sir, I've got them done." "Okay." But then you'd say, "Be home before dark." Now, Havner said, "I knew I wasn't home before dark. There's two things. One, he wouldn't be sitting down to eat. And then number two, he knew that he wouldn't get to go see his friend for a long, long time again. So he knew he had to be home before dark. Well, he said, now as an older man now, he says, "I've watched over the years men who were good men, great men, and in their latter years, they fell into other things. They got away from what brought them there. They fell into certain things of worldliness and sin." And he made this comment. He says, "I have a prayer. Is that God will take me home before dark." Well, I have prayed that myself. I'm 73 years old as you listen to this, and I don't know how much longer I got. All I know is that I'm supposed to keep on keeping on till the Lord calls me home. I think of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I mean, that's just one that spoke to my heart, especially in these times that I've had strokes and other physical difficulties, where we are told there just to wait on the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. The word wait, and I've told you many times on this broadcast, means to wait a table. In other words, keep doing what you're supposed to do for the Lord. Wait on the Lord, and then he shall. So you just wait. You do what you're supposed to do till the Lord tells you or reveals to you the next move. Preacher may go from a position. Maybe the church gets rid of him. He's preaching too hard. And he goes. Well, he's still supposed to just keep serving the Lord, keep witnessing, keep in the Word of God, look to witness. I mean, just preach wherever he gets an opportunity to preach until the Lord opens the door. And so I look at things like that to say, wait on the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. Oh, to renew the strength. I tell you what, when you're down on your back, you want that. "You shall mount up with wings as eagles. You shall walk and not faint." Walk and run and not faint. And so he strengthens us to do that. So you just, until the Lord just actually shows you that he wants you something else, or he wants you to quit, or he wants you to go another direction, you just keep on keeping on for the Lord. I don't think the Lord calls us to quit, but he does call us to follow his will. And their day may come where God calls you to step down from a job, to retire, or maybe to change your ministry. I always wondered if, as a pastor, these many years, my call will not be to step down from preaching. It'll maybe just to change the ministry that he has for me to do, that he wants to change that. And it could be just a total radio and speaking out some other places. It could still continue right here at Central Baptist Church. But whatever that call is, my job is to know what it is and to follow it and stick with it till he takes me home. And so that's the attitude there. So that's a lot of introduction that you didn't need right now, but I'm going to do that and then review what we have covered so far. We are looking at verses 5 and 6. So he says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. How? By the washing of regeneration, giving back life. The washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And so we saw that which he shed, that Holy Ghost, he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's why we should stay in God's Word, get to know God's Word so well. Ask God to bring it to your mind, give you a quick recall of your Word. That's about every day in my prayers. Give me quick recalls of your Word, and as people come to me and ask for counsel or things of that nature, to bring that Word to my mind that I can give to them. But it's still the idea of having that Word in there, because the Holy Spirit but read the Word out to each person who wrote Scripture. And so the Holy Spirit is able to give us understanding. You say, but how can I know the voice of the Holy Spirit? Well, the Lord did say in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I shall give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now, that's the Lord Jesus' words. The Holy Ghost, we just saw here, is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So he speaks. You get to know God's Word, and as you meditate on it, he speaks to your heart. Now, I could just spend a couple hours here with you just telling the various ministry I've been involved in, how I even got into Lamp and Light, as well as other things, and just show you how God put Scriptures there and then began to speak to my heart and move me. And that was just, you have to know this Spirit of God. You know him if you're saved because he's in you. You've got to give him free course in you. So, when we looked at these two verses, the Holy Spirit shed in our heart not by works of righteousness which we have done, because such were some of us. We saw that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. We might go back to that after a while, but also right here. I mean, when you look at these people, they had things, you know, speaking. We're not to speak evil of no man. We're not to do so many things, be brawlers and all that. Talking about your past.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its